with motorcycles and whips. Very strange, they're not about to change how they look to discipline. So if that's the mood you're in, a leather jacket lover for you. Don't you know the latest is to be a sadist? It's quite a big kick to be masochistic. If that is your pleasure, it's like hidden treasure. Leather jacket lover for you. If you wanna make the grade, get yourself a big switchblade. Part of the fetish too. Are you gonna hum a different tune, baby? When the soul's born in your womb, it'll be your heart's desire. When you find that you set on fire, you might get some scars and gashes, baby. When you play the game, oh yeah. You will love them 20 lashes, and you'll scream with pain. I need to tell you that a leather jacket lover ain't the strangest lover in all kinds of weather. They all go for leather. If you want a real kid, get yourself a nice big jacket lover for you. I bet no other will do. If you want to dig some pain, try it with a swinging chain. It can really be the most when you're tied up to a post. Leather jacket lover for you. They do what the world can do. Leather jacket lover. Leather jacket lover.
I don't like macho, put it away. Doesn't appeal to me, straight or gay. But I know a boy who catches my eye. He don't act tough, why should he try? He's a femme in a black leather jacket, he's a gem. In a black leather jacket, he's a femme in a black leather jacket. And I wanna take him home with me, with his long, long hair and pouty lips, cute little butt and sexy hips. The way he moves has me inspired. He's the boy that I require. He's a femme in a black leather jacket, he's a gem. In a black leather jacket, he's a femme in a black leather jacket. And I wanna take him home with me. Femme, 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 femme. Femme, 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 femme. Femme, 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 femme. He looks as good in a skirt as he does in jeans. He is a most notorious queen. His personality, I'm not impressed, but I can't wait to get him undressed. He's a femme in a black leather jacket, he's a gem. In a black leather jacket, he's a femme in a black leather jacket. And I wanna take him home with me. He's a femme in a black leather jacket, he's a gem. In a black leather jacket, he's a femme in a black leather jacket. And I'm gonna take him home with me. I'm gonna take him home with me. I'm gonna take him home with me.
Save the- very own leather man. I just don't understand why I love to please you any way that I can. My very own leather man, I hope you understand that I want to do whatever it is that you command. My very own leather man, I'll do anything I can. I want to worship you whenever you stand. Shove it right in front of my face each night. Put your whip around my neck and twist it tight.
Welcome to Queer Music Heritage, and I'm J.D. Doyle. This segment, part 3 for this month, will be a lot more rock-oriented, and I just gave you an extended opening set devoted to leather. I started with Sandy Beach and Leather Jacket Lovers, but of course that wasn't his real name. The Camp Records label in the mid-60s released a slew of sort of gay novelty records with various degrees of butchness, and all the artists had made-up names. Next came Pansy Division and a 1991 demo version of Femme in a Black Leather Jacket, which was also released on their 1997 album, More Lovin' from Our Oven. The rather enigmatic singer named Smokey sang Leather in 1976, which was among his half-dozen 45s he released around that time, all of them rare. And bringing up the rear, so to speak, was Max Mann and his 1982 dance song, Leather Man. That wasn't his real name either, as the copyright data online says he was really Frank Oldfield Jr. I guess Max Mann has more of a butch ring to it. Next up is a singer named Dorian Pizzante, who in 1977 released a kind of glam favorite album just called Dorian. His biggest claim to fame seems to be that Jeff Beck played on a couple tracks on the album, though not on the one I picked, called Men's Room. Thank you.
Did you ever feel your mother's room? Did you ever feel your old man's gloom? If you did, then you hid and you met me in the men's room. Well, in the choir, we're singing the song sweetly. You smiled, you bowed, you curtsied quite meekly. Then you blew him and you slew him. He died and you sighed. Meet me in the men's room. You gotta meet me in the men's room. I said meet me in the men's room.
Men's rooms in the subway tunnel. You gotta have men's rooms. Fight for
After Dorian was a band from Denmark called Dora and Discern, and on the cover of their 1972 album, they are all dressed kind of gothic, but with lipstick and high heels. The song I picked, The Love That Dare Not Speak Its Name, was one of the few in English on the album. And finishing the set was the English band Everyone Involved, and their very early gay anthem from 1971 called Gay Song. Heading the band was Alan Wakeman and Michael Klein, and they and a bunch of musician friends got together and recorded an album called Either Or, and they only pressed 1,000 copies of it and then passed them out to the 60 or so folks involved. Printed on the label was, "Don't pay for this record, it's free." Backing up that spirit, Wakeman still keeps up a website where you can hear all of the tracks, almost 40 years later. If the name Alan Wakeman sounds familiar, you may be thinking of his cousin, Rick Wakeman, of the band Yes. A couple years ago, I played on my show a song by the English band Fresh, and on their 1970 album, they included one called And the Boys Lazed on the Veranda, which was certainly quite homoerotic, especially for 1970. A few months ago, I acquired another version of the song by an artist named Steve Douglas from his album Reflections. Now, I'm pretty sure this wasn't the same Steve Douglas that played sax on many of the records by Phil Spector and the Beach Boys. I'm thinking this Steve Douglas's album is from the late 70s, and here's a bit of his version of the song.
And the boys lays on the veranda, watched by hungry eyes, never doubting the attraction of the sunburnt thighs. But not for you, little girl. They're much too beautiful for that. So take a look at Mr. X and see the way the boys react.
I'm stopping here because my friend Larry Bob tipped me off to an even more interesting version of it, at least to me, as it was done by, of all people, Lou Christie. It was recorded around 1970 or 1971, but was not released until 1992 when a UK label issued a compilation of his rare tracks. So here's Lou Christie's version of And the Boys Lazed on the Veranda.
And the boys lazed on the veranda, watched by hungry eyes, never doubting the attraction of their sunburned thighs.
They're not for you, little girl. They're much too beautiful for that.
So take a look at Mr. X
and see the way the boys react.
Now you watch him point his finger, and the boy will come swaying gently for a purpose, sucking on his thumb.
They're not for you, little girl. They're much too beautiful for that.
But take a look at Mr. X
and see the way the boys react.
Yeah. Watch him smiling. So
no reason to be uptight, it's quite commonplace.
They're not for you, little girl.
Okay, from Lou Christie, I went to Husker Du. That band started in 1979 as a hardcore punk band with Greg Norton and its gay members Grant Hart and Bob Mould. The band broke up in 1987, and their sound had changed over the years. The two songs you heard were from 1985 and were Makes No Sense at All and the Mary Tyler Moore Show theme, Love Is All Around. I couldn't resist also giving you another take on that song by the Opal Fox Quartet from 1993, and I love the title of their album, The Love That Won't Shut Up. Opal Fox was sort of a drag name for Benjamin Smoke, and he was very active on the Atlanta club scene before moving to New York City. He also captured the attention of Michael Stipe of REM, who produced the song you heard and most of the Opal Fox Quartet album. This next song is by a totally straight band, the Kit Kats, and I want to give you the background story. They formed in Pennsylvania in 1961 and lasted about 10 years, and had fairly decent regional success, putting out a couple albums and a bunch of singles. I want to thank S.J. Dubai for contributing his exhaustive research about the band to the Spectropop website. If you love 60s music, then you must know about that site. Anyway, there's got to be a queer angle to merit my interest, and that came with what turned out to be their very last 45 RPM record in 1971. Band member Carl Houseman wrote it, and the lyrics were not at all typical with their music, or for that matter, for any band in 1971. Houseman is not gay, so what prompted this? Well, one night in 1971, he and another band member went to see a performance of the Frisco Follies, a gay male drag review. He enjoyed the show and at the end was particularly moved by what one of the performers said. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, it's not who you love, it's not how you love, it's that you love. That, of course, inspired the song, and the more he thought about it, the more he felt, well, someone should speak up in defense of gay people, and he did. He had no problem with the dilemma that what if people thought he was gay. He just felt it was something that needed voiced, and the band backed him completely. The Kit Kats and That You Love.
That's the you sing like an old man, shuffling cards, examining your hands, absent-mindedly stringing words together. We danced like old friends in a haze, and we talked too loud. We bleed in tin cans, and we save it away, and we use it again. Let's be old men, let's get lawn chairs and cars and hang around. Let's be old men, let's pretend not to hear when our bodies make weird sounds. Let's be old men, resign to our looks and our hair falling out. Let's be old men, remembering days before we put all our friends in the ground. Let's be old men, let's be old men, let's be old men.
I brought the beat down a little to bring you New York City artist David Clement. First, from his 1995 CD, Be More Like Me, you heard the song Old Men. And up next from the same album is the song Angry Young Fag, and I'm following it with an unreleased song by him called The Jeff Stryker Song from 1996.
There is a voice I use when I speak. There is a face I make when I come. There is a finite number of stupid questions I will ask of anyone at any given time. Well, I've been laying around a lot lately, but I haven't been sleeping. And I've been making promises I had no intention of keeping. But we've been treating each other like citizens of some second class. Well, that's what we've learned. Oh, just kiss my ass, 'cause our love has a force that is yet to be determined. And there are a million things I could do if I just felt like trying. And I would fuck my way to the top, but I'm too scared of dying. That makes me just like you, only so much better. I dream I'm getting done by Eddie Vedder, but don't worry, babe, I never do him without you. What would be worse? To inherit this earth, or just leave it the way that we found it. There is a voice I hear in my head. It is a boy I miss with my heart. It comes with the pain that swells in my thighs and reaches down my legs to meet his friends under the earth, who want to wrap you up in dirt like a ribbon to present you to the world. And there are a million things I could do if I felt like trying. And I would fuck my way to the top, but I'm too scared of dying. That makes me just like you, angry young fag. Angry young fag. Where'd you learn to talk like that? From the way your mouth keeps moving, I can tell you think it's your greatest asset. You burn into my head, a narrative I take with me, with everyone I take to bed. Where'd you learn to talk that way? I've known you half your life, and you didn't seem to have that much to say. But while you're at the gym, do you dream that Jeff Stryker is at home, waiting for you to tell him to? We'll take this big dick in your mouth, we'll take this big dick, choke it down. You like this big dick, don't you? We'll take this big dick up your ass, we'll sit on this big dick and fast. You like this big dick, don't you? There's a boy at the gym, I wish he knew more about me. There's a boy at the gym, and if he asks, I have excuses for why I always stare at him. Where'd you learn to talk that way? I've known you half an hour, and you didn't seem to have that much to say. While you're at the gym, do you dream that Jeff Stryker is at home, waiting for you to tell him to? We'll take this big dick in your mouth, we'll take this big dick, choke it down. You like this big dick, don't you? We'll see this big dick, how it's grown. I am the biggest dick you know. You like this big dick, don't you? So while you're at the gym, do you dream that Jeff Stryker is at home, choking on a chicken bone? We'll be right back.
stupid song you love so much. I never believed you when we would keep ourselves awake, reciting all the love we inside a pound of mush, just like that stupid song you love so much. La 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 la.
That was a long set by David Clement, and I sure think his music merits it. Those last two songs were called Bound and Gagged and Stupid, and depending on how much you know about David, were either from his album Hard Candy that almost came out in 1999, or the album Your Free Gift from 2002. It seems that at first he was signed by Mercury. Great news! Except that in the process, Mercury was bought out and then disassembled by Universal. And the album and David's musical career was tied up for years. I'm sure that was a heartbreaking process, but the music finally rose from the dead with the Your Free Gift album. I'm closing part three with an artist I know nothing about, Kurt Manley, and all I have is a demo of a song from 1997. As far as I can tell, it never made it to any recording, nor did he. A pity, because I think it's a good song with relevant lyrics. Kurt Manley and Silence Equals Death.
There's people crying, there's people dying, there's people fighting for the rights they should have had when they were born. There's people lying, there's people trying to keep our trust in places they say that we belong. Down to water.